This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Between land access and costs and expertise, there are a lot of barriers to entry to getting into farming for the first time. Some companies, such as Walden Local Meat, want to create markets and infrastructure to help facilitate new farmers. But CEO Philip Giampietro says there are still numerous challenges.
If you look kind of at a national level, what farms are doing is they're growing in size. The farms that still exist are growing in the number of land, and the average age of farmers is going up. None of them in and of themselves particularly bad, but if you take that to its extreme, it starts to say like, well, if that continues, there could be issues.
Giampietro noticed a bit of a different trend in the Northeast, where there's a growing number of small farms popping up, but said it's important that new farmers know what they're getting into.
We want to do more to start to promote and teach folks about farming, but we have folks come to Walden all the time and imagine farming as one thing and quickly learn that it is another. So I am always the first to acknowledge and say, farming is incredibly hard work, and we want to make sure that people know what they're getting into. So we're working really hard from a Walden perspective to start to think about how do we bridge the gap between people who want to get into farming, want to learn about farming, to what farming actually is, like getting people from here to there.
Efforts like this one are underway, but there are still numerous barriers to getting into farming. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.